During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, 8:50 on this Tuesday morning. Port Huron Area School District Board of Education met last night, regular monthly meeting. The board president with us right now, Lori Oldford. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Here we are just a couple of weeks after graduation. What an exciting time of year this is, isn't it?
It is super exciting, and even last night at the meeting, a couple board members said, you know, this is the best part of being on the board, is you're standing up there on the stage, you're watching all these kids come across, and it's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And now catch our breath and wait for the next school year to start, which means there's going to be a lot of projects going on around the district during the summer, right?
Right, yeah. We've got playgrounds that are being, new ones, so the kids will be excited about those. I think 6 elementary schools have new playgrounds, roofs that are being put in, the pavement, the parking lots at PH are coming along. So a lot of those kinds of projects for sure.
A lot of budget things talked about last night, including just a kind of look overall at the preliminary budget for the upcoming year, right?
Right. And, you know, Paul, without the COVID money, the extra money that's been coming in the last number of years, our finance department had to get, you know, super creative about how to manage it, keep people's positions, kind of reconfigure things, and they did a phenomenal job. And there's no layoffs for this coming year. There's, everything looks really good.
Despite the fact that enrollment is going to be down a little bit, it's projected.
Yeah, I think probably in almost every district in the state, enrollment looks, like it's going to be down a little bit. Last year, we anticipated, around 100 kids, and we were real close to that. This year, it's the same. It's just a trend, and we're kind of just having to adjust accordingly.
You mentioned the COVID funds. I guess the last of that being earmarked now, because you're getting down to the deadline when you've got to get all that spent, right?
Right. It all has to be at least earmarked, or they've got to have a plan for it by September. We're kind of ahead of the game. We've got a lot of it already spent. Last night's meeting, we went through and approved all kinds of things that were good, solid projects that needed to be done anyway, but we want to make sure that we take advantage of those funds.
Yeah, it's really important, and that's something some other districts around Michigan have been struggling with.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think that, we've done an amazing job at just keeping track all along from the very beginning about what was coming in, what was designated for that money, COVID money, ESSER money, they call it, or, what is our general fund, and trying to kind of make sure that we don't bite off more than we can chew and at the end, have a debt, which is what some of the districts ended up with.
Yeah. The board has done its annual review of the superintendent, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, we have. And, this year it was super easy because we sometimes we'll go into closed session and have a discussion, look at all of the numbers, but we think that Theo Kerhulis has done an amazing job. Everyone was kind of on the same page, and we were able to kind of consolidate everyone's input, come up with a good score, and he did end up with a highly effective rating, which is the highest you can get. Yeah.
I want to get back to talking about the COVID funds. Is it going to be a challenge moving forward not having all that extra money? And municipalities are looking at this. Other school districts are looking at it. I mean, it was a great influx of federal funding during a really difficult time. But, we've kind of come out on the other side of it. The pandemic's over. We're not getting that funding anymore.
Exactly. That's a really good question. And when Kate Petronell, our finance director, was explaining all of this, she would have a chart, and she would have, how it showed really what our general budget was and what we spent, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and then just how that increased up, and it, what you see that amount that we had, and in it, I think that in many ways it was warranted because there were so many gaps and things that we weren't able to do. The home, you know, going virtual, having to get laptops, all those kinds of things. But anyway, she, I think from the very beginning, said, you know, look at, we have this temporarily, and we are not going to have it for forever. So even from the very beginning, like 4 years ago, it was looked at as, okay, we have this. For instance, they would hire someone and say, this is going to, you're going to have this job for this amount of time. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of that time, through attrition, other people retiring, or jobs changing, you know, you may have a job, but we're not guaranteeing that.
Yeah.
So they were, the foresight was excellent.
Yeah, it's it can be really tricky when you get a windfall like that because you can't count on that for the foreseeable future. All right. Well, here's the summer.
Yes. I think it's going to be a hot one. Mm-hmm. But I think that all the teachers are you know, well deserved. The kids need that free time, and hopefully everyone will have a great summer.
I remember when I was a kid, it felt like summer vacation lasted so long, and now summer goes by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. I agree, Paul. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day, and you know, you'd get your lunch and you'd go out for the day,
yeah,
and you'd come in when the lights were flashing, and I'm dating myself here, but you know, and it was day after day. You just had, it was unending. Yeah, it was fun.
Good old days.
Good old days.
Lori, good to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks, Paul. Great to see you.
Lori Oldford, the president of the Board of Education, Port Huron Area Schools. It is 8:56 now.